Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we will complete the 12th part of Alhamdulillah. In the first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمْدَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah ta'ala informs us that risk is in Allah's hands. Today we have become very, very weak when we come to risk. If we have true trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give you some of those places you don't even know where it's coming from. But you haven't got that trust in Allah ta'ala. Every creation in this world, Allah is taking care of. Everyone, every creation. You not only the jinnat, the animals, everything that you can see, that ant that is between the rocks inside you, is taking care of that. Being that has not been served. Every animal, every man, every insan, every jinn, Allah Ta'ala has taken responsibility of taking care of them, and Allah gives every one of them. Unfortunately, we are not the one, but only one thing, we deprive ourselves of the risk because of the sins that we commit. The hadith mentioned that if a person commits sins, then he's deprived of this risk, his own risk. So you are causing harm for yourself by committing sins. So you don't commit sin, then Allah Ta'ala is barakat in this. So just to tell you that Allah Ta'ala says that Surah Al-Ma'ad alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I will feed. Allah Ta'ala said, oh Sulaiman, it's not your work to do that. However, he said, insisted to Allah Ta'ala, okay, feed. So he began to start with the fishes, you know, the fishes. So when he took out the food to give the fish, only one fish came the way he came and ate the whole. He prepared for so many, but the wave came and completed the one fish. Then he told him, oh Sulaiman, this is not enough for me. There's only one more. I'm still waiting for some more. Then only he came to realize that this is not my work. This is the work of last one. Allah Ta'ala give everyone. If you only have the trust in Allah Ta'ala, Allah will give you. Allah Ta'ala another place says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. I commanded you to make salah. Another is responsible salah. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكْ. We give you rizq. You don't your work to give worry or concern your stomach. Stomach is my work. It must keep me happy. Keep me happy. And you must completely fulfill your salam. I will give you. But yet you'll find, my dear friends, we're not happy at all. If you may shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, in shakartum azidannakum. Qasam qalim atrazeh. Qasam. I'll give more and more. Today will be a little bit, tomorrow will be more. Someday like this, someday like that, but the thing that will give you. But the more you keep him happy, the more he'll give you. But do not do anything with a motive. Why we are lost today, we do everything with a motive. When we do something, we expect some returns. In other words, show Allah Ta'ala, Allah, I did this thing, I want something from him. So in other words, you're not showing Allah Ta'ala, you're doing solely for him. You're doing for a motive. You must not have any motive at all. You must only say, Ya Allah, I'll give it for you. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala decides to give you, he'll give you. He won't give you, he won't give you. But the question is this month that you must have trust in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we have to have this trust in the of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the sum of the barakah. To make dua Allah ta'ala with the barakah in him. Then come this surah that we read. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Nabi, because you are born really old now, the whiteness of the beard is coming in. What's the reason for that? We're worried. He says, Surah Hud that made this thing for my son. In Surah Hud is all the punishment of the past sins, the past nations. How Allah Ta'ala destroyed them in the rest of the day. Now Nabi comes in to know about the condition of the Lut alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, and all this condition, all this relation of the past. The harm that was with those, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them and caused so much to punish them. That punishment was for a reason. Allah Ta'ala not make zulm on anyone. We make zulm upon ourselves. The punishment came because the sin they were committing openly. No disrespect and no respect at all. Allah Ta'ala even warned them, reminded them too, with all the reminding and all that they did not follow the thing. Allah had destroyed them. They say the city was completely destroyed, the ground. Do nothing left there. That was the condition of it. But listen for us also. Allah Ta'ala, do not put us into that condition. Today you can see what is happening. When tsunami takes place, what happened to us? All these things happen throughout the world, whatever is happening, every country, whatever happening. It's not Allah Ta'ala is zulm on anyone. Allah does not make zulm on anyone. We make zulm upon ourselves that causes the harm throughout the world, whatever is happening to Muslims too. Look at it, it will be ummatukum a'malukum. Nabi Kareem said, I keep Allah Ta'ala puts leaders upon you according to your actions. If your actions are bad, then Allah Ta'ala put those leaders who cause harm to you. A leader can be a non-Muslim too. But if you're a Muslim, true Muslim, then Allah Ta'ala will soften the heart of a non-Muslim leader too. Whatever is happening throughout the world, we have to ask ourselves what wrong we are doing that caused that harm throughout the world and everything happening. You say this happened in this part of the world, you say that happened throughout the world. Did you look into our action, what is happening? Possible through our action that Allah Ta'ala must, you know, is happening in Syria, which Allah must protect us all. This is the Quran Sharif ayah showing us that the past nations, Allah destroyed them. It must not be that Allah Ta'ala must cause harm to us too. Allah will protect us and give us love of Muhammad and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will down from them. Allah will say, Muhammad will be part of the sinner. Allah will not take the fellowship with that person. Allah will not say, 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 وسلم الله تعالى على رسوله ورحمه